Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sysfire Radio. We want to say thank you for joining us today for the launch of our Suicide Awareness and Prevention Tour, New York Tour, January 2015. 28 days of touring across New York in schools, churches, community centers, business places, child care development centers, to bring the word of awareness, education, and resources to educate people on mental health, depression, and suicide, and just really continuing to bring the focus and attention to these topics and issues, because we know so many lives are affected by it, so many people are dealing with struggles and challenges and just really needing someone to reach out to or somewhere they can go for help. And so today we want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us as we officially launch the January tour here and what that will entail. So we're going to be talking a little bit about what the tour is going to be looking at, what we're going to be doing, some new developments from us here at Sysfire, and also just giving you a couple of things to think about as we move forward with that. I have two major announcements that we'll make at the end, but right now let me just welcome some people that will be joining me from Sysfire. We have Ms. Nicole Campbell. She is our Youth Health and Wellness Director. Hi, Ms. Campbell. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Mr. Scudder. Thank you for having me.
And also we have Ms. Amy Santagata, one of Sysfire's executive board members and our communications director. Hi, Ms. Amy. Thank you for joining.
Hello. Good afternoon.
All right. So we do have some other people that will be joining with us as well throughout this launch that we're here just to give their support and also to talk about themselves in regards to what they're doing addressing mental health issues in their communities and organizations here in New York and New York City. And as they could join us, we'll get them on. But right now, we're very excited, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in. And for those who are going to be joining us on the air, thank you for being with us as well. This is very exciting. Our last tour was back in September. We did that from September 17th to October 3rd. And this time, we've extended the tour because of a lot of requests that we had gotten and a lot of lessons that we had learned then that we're now putting into this tour. So we want to say thank you. We're very excited, and we just want to officially launch today the start of the January tour, which is going to be an intense 28 days of just bringing a lot of awareness to the topic of suicide and really how that plays out in a number of different levels. We also have Dr. Williams that's joining us right now. Dr. Williams, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me, Brett.
All right. So, Ms. Campbell and Ms. Santagata are from the Sysfire team. Dr. Williams, they're here with us as well. So we'd like you to introduce yourself, Dr. Williams, just let everyone know who you are, and then we can really just get into, you know, the aspects of the tour. Dr. Williams, are you there?
I'm sorry, Brett, I didn't hear you.
No, I said I just wanted you to introduce yourself and the organization you're with before we get into, you know, the aspects of the tour.
Okay, well, good afternoon to everyone. My name is Dr. Edward Williams. I'm the chairman of the Hurricane Sandy Long-Term Recovery for Queens, Rockaway and Broad Channel. I also chair the Ready Rockaway Incorporation, which is the emergency preparedness organization here in Queens. I'm a resident of the Rockaways for 20 years. I've been an advocate, it seems like forever. And I am excited for the second tour of this initiative that is being led by Brother Brett Scudder because there's just clear evidence that there's a need for a broader discussion about something that many folks have believed for years was a crime to talk about, and that's the mental health challenges that we find within our communities.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Williams. Thank you so much. And, you know, Dr. Williams is one of the partners that we work with on a number of different mental health and behavioral health issues, not just in the Rockaways, but in Queens and across New York City. So you'll be hearing a lot more about him as we go through the tour. There are also some things that we're going to be doing, workshops within the Rockaways, coordinating with him as well. So let me just say again, thank you all. This is the official launch of the tour, 28 days of healing and wellness that we will be doing across New York. We're covering New York City, Long Island, and Westchester. I want to say a special thank you to all the partners who have come forward to also work with us on this tour because they understand the values and the importance of addressing the issues. And so we want everyone to really just recognize that this is a collaborative effort that's bringing a lot of attention to the real issues of what's happening behind the scenes with many people who are struggling and facing a lot of life challenges. We have 18, just to give you an idea, we have 18 workshops, 7 conferences, 5 luncheons, and 18 radio shows that we are lined up for this tour, and we're very excited about it. A lot of people's lives are going to be touched. We met and we've interacted with over 500 suicide survivors in the last tour. We know that this tour has already generated a lot more people and outreach since then. So let me just give Miss Amy and Miss Nicole an opportunity to say hi and tell you a little bit about, you know, themselves and the roles that you're going to be playing in, you know, broadening the scope of this tour and reaching more people. So, Miss Amy?
Well, my primary goal is to start promoting the tour, raise awareness, and raise some money. I am blown away by the fact that you interrupted 192 suicides in 2014, and that fact alone just makes me more compelled to continue to advocate on CISFI's behalf and to become part of the organization. I'm going to be focusing on grant opportunities and making alliances that will enable CISFI to continue the work that it does on a long-term basis with the proper funding in place.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Amy. We're very glad to have you on board with us because we do need someone who can focus on that. Again, the tour, you know, we've been raising and trying to raise funds to cover the tour. We've been putting out our campaign, our GoFundMe campaign, to raise money out there. But so far, the numbers have been much lower than we anticipated. So that's another challenge that we are still pushing forward with the tour, but we're hoping that the donations will come in more to help us to do more with that. So thank you, Ms. Amy. We look forward to a lot of great things that we're going to do.
Good.
All right. Ms. Nicole?
My focus is on youth health and their wellness. During our tour, we will be visiting a number of schools that will interact with students. We will get them education, awareness about this whole aspect of mental health and suicide. It's interesting. Today, one of the messages I heard was about hope. And it's sad when you see young people who believe that by the age of 21, they'll be dead and gone. So there is nothing to hope for past the age of 21. So we're hoping that during this tour, we can reach more youth, bringing more awareness to them about the distance their life can go just by having good mental health and helping them to really about their lives.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Nicole. Ms. Nicole is a teacher in the education system for 18 years, so she understands and she sees the challenges that our young people are dealing with. And she was a part of our last tour. And from what she saw us do and the interaction that we did working with her school, she was very, very enthralled by that to be joining our efforts for this tour and going forward. So we're very happy that we have the support from people who have seen the values of what we're doing and the ways in which we are integrating and interacting in communities because, again, focusing on this topic and issue. So thank you so much, Ms. Amy and Ms. Nicole and Dr. Williams, for your partnership. One of the things I want to say right now is we have a lot of work to do, but it's not the work that's as much of the task as it is in re-educating people on the dialogue, the choice of words and what words mean to a person who is in crisis, experiencing crisis, or dealing with the impact of that. One of the things that we learned from the last tour is that it's not only the fact that people are looking for resources, but they're looking for the conversation that can really help them to open up. A lot of times people want to open up, but when they find someone they think it is, you know, they really want to open up to, what happens is the person ends up starting to share their story rather than listening to what they're going through. So now you're not really helping, but you're now putting that person into another phase, which sometimes re-traumatizes and re-victimizes them. So we have a lot of the workshops that we have lined up will be, again, on healing, because we're focusing on helping people to deal with the emotional distress of what they went through. But one important thing that we've added to the tour is the gun violence grief and loss piece. There have been a lot of gun violence issues in the last month, 2 months, that have really created a lot of distress to people directly and indirectly. Some of them have been murder by suicide. Some of them have been suicide by cops. Some of them have been, you know, just different types of situations where someone put themselves in a life-threatening situation with a gun. And so we're adding the gun violence piece to this tour because of the impact and the correlation of gun violence to mental health. Again, leading the way in which we re-educate our communities on looking on mental health and looking on those issues, because we have to start recognizing that suicide is not just a person who's given up hope. It's a person who's tried to get help, a person who sought help, a person who wants help, or a person who's going through some crisis that they really are looking for a way out, but we as a society have not done, or we're not doing a good enough job to make the resources or efforts be effective to helping them. So that's one of the key things that we've added for the tour. And I said that came through as a result of the last 6 weeks of just working with so many people who have been affected by different gun violence traumas that have happened, directly and indirectly. Those who were not there witnessed it or heard about it on TV over and over the news. And so it created a lot of emotional distress for people. So we want to factor those in, and we want to also make sure that they know that there is hope for them and a place that they can go for help. The other thing that we're very excited about is launch of the Suicide Prevention Institute, which will be providing certified training to non-mental health professionals. This is one of the key pieces of what CISFI will be doing in 2015 going forward, is taking the work that we do here and wrapping that into certification courses and training non-mental health professionals on first aid in mental health, suicide, psychological first aid, domestic violence, and trauma. The key piece and the reason why we're doing this is because there is a huge gap in getting access to mental health professionals when people sometimes just need help to get through the early stages or the early intervention of what their crisis is. Sometimes they just need someone to talk with who can help them navigate understanding why they're feeling the way that they're feeling or what they're going through. And so what the Suicide Prevention Institute will be doing is putting out these certified training courses that people will be certified and trained to be able to respond and assist someone who is in crisis so that person does not have to feel they have to take their life or to take the life of others. This is one of the ways in which we have, as Ms. Amy said earlier, we were able to intervene and prevent 192 suicide attempts in 2014, simply by the first aid work that we did in working with people. 192 lives were saved directly because of just being able to understand the crisis, the psychological impact, and the wording in which to use to help a person who is in crisis so they don't feel like they're being judged or being prejudiced or being biased in the help they're getting. And that was a very high number for us and a very great accomplishment, but we have a lot more work to do in 2015, as we know there are many more people who are struggling. So we want to say thank you to our partners, also recognizing Week Here in New York, another strong partner that is with us that we've done a number of initiatives with, and a sponsor of the January tour as well. I want to thank Mr. Michael Taylor, president of Week Here in New York, for his continued support in sharing the vision for that mental health piece and addressing the human suffering that people are going through. We do have some major initiatives coming through in Ossining. I want to also recognize Town Supervisor Sue Donnelly for her leadership in seeing the importance of the need to address this mental health and suicide. She lost her son to suicide 15 years ago, and as a result of that, she has committed to helping us to bring this tour and our work into her town to get trained mental health first aiders, suicide prevention first aiders, trauma first aiders in her town so that they can provide the on-the-ground support that people need. So there are a lot of great things that have happened since our last tour, and we're very excited about where we are right now. I think let me just open up to my guests and my team just on a conversation. You know, you are aware of the last tour that we did. What do you think are some of the challenges we've seen grow since September when we look at the rise in mental health issues and suicide? So I'll throw that out to you, Dr. Williams, Ms. Nicole, and Ms. Amy, you know, sharing your thoughts on, you know, what you've seen out there that we need to address and what we can do better in addressing so that we can prevent, you know, the human suffering and depression and suicide that we see going on right now.
Go ahead, Nicole.
I think for me, just doing the tour, one of the challenges was getting people to really identify that we need to address this as a larger issue. And I think, you know, the more we do these tours, the more we get the education out there, people will start talking. So that's a major piece. For me, with the students, it was a matter of, like, really looking at themselves and saying, wait a minute, I can also be addressing my mental and emotional state. Amy?
Yes, I agree with you completely, and I think that the other added piece to that is that it has to be ongoing. Often, you know, as suicide interrupters or whatever, the person is then kept from completing the act, but then where's the support thereafter? And I think by bringing all the resources together that CISFI works with, there will be that safety net or scaffolding, so to speak, for these individuals. And having had the experience myself with my brother who completed suicide and my son who got into some trouble in the mental health area, I look forward to this whole paradigm shift of addressing it as an overall mental health issue. And it's an epidemic that must be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Williams?
Excuse me. I'm going to be very interested and I think very important as the tour moves forward to see how integrated management of behavioral mental health and substance abuse services have an influence on the way that we address the coefficients to some of the crises in which some folks suffer from mental health. And I think that the environment that folks are thrust into, especially when everybody's trying to survive just daily, but the societal issues and some of the issues that go beyond just our local community societies have an adverse impact that allows for the kind of frustration and pressure sometimes that leads
disease. All right. Well, thank you all for that. Dr. Williams, one of the things that you just said that I need to also share is that from the tour we did in September, we met 482 survivors, and those are people we met directly with face-to-face who have been touched by suicide, meaning that they lost a loved one to suicide or they themselves attempted suicide. And so that was 482 people that we met, and our Facebook account that was specifically created for the tour, we've had since the tour in September over 1,000 people who have connected with us on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, simply because, again, recognizing the importance of raising this awareness, but not just the raising of the awareness, but changing the paradigm as to how we provide human services and help services to people who are in crisis. You know, Ms. Amy touched on that, and one of the things that she talked about was the paradigm shift, because she herself has lost a loved one to suicide. And what she recognized and what was one of the things that compelled her to want to work with us with this tour is the way in which we not only just interact with a person on a one-time basis. It's an ongoing relationship that we build with people who are going through these issues. And so she understood that, she recognized that, so as hundreds of other people who simply said to us, wow, what you guys have done and what you guys are doing with this tour is powerful. The radio shows, the community workshops, the luncheons, lives impacted and touched in ways that people started recognizing this shift. One of the sad things that came out of the last tour, which we tried to make sure we do a better job with this tour, was while the last tour was happening, there were completed suicides that happened in four towns that we had the tour in. It really made us question a lot of things for ourselves. One of the luncheons that we did was at a daycare center. And one of the young ladies who worked there, she said she could not get to come to the event because her friend had completed suicide the very same day we were doing the luncheon at her job. And, it really made us look within ourselves at really the bigger picture of, you know, how are we putting information out into communities for people to know of resources that truly can help? And not only just for them to come to them with the resources. And that's one of the things that we hear a lot from a lot of the suicide survivors or people who are struggling with mental health and mental illnesses, is they love the way in which we take the resources to them. We take the support to them. And they connect with us on a human level because we bring that compassion and that empathy. A lot of times we find people make complaints about services they get and so on. And the one piece that's missing is that compassion, that human connection that they really are looking for that they can't get. So these are some of the things that we look at in terms of lessons learned. As we do the tours every 3 months, we have the tour going and we try to get into new communities, into different communities, into more churches and more schools, because we're trying to change the way in which we approach this topic. It's a fearful topic, it's a sensitive topic, It's a very uncomfortable topic, but as people who have been affected by it and know personally and firsthand what it feels like and what it's like, we're able to deliver the message and open up the conversation in such a way that people become more comfortable with it. And so as we launch this tour today, which will go on for the next 28 days, we continue reaching out to people, organizations, churches, centers, business places, wherever there is a venue that's willing to open their doors for us to come in to have this conversation. We are more than happy and willing to do that. And we just continue praying that more people will not be afraid. We had a lot of people last tour who were just like, I'm sorry, I can't allow this at my venue or my church or my school because it's such a sensitive topic. We're seeing some changes within that, and we're still hoping that we will have more people being comfortable and willing to have us come in. So we're officially launched.
I'm certainly excited about participating and being a part of this partnership to move forward with this very, very serious issue. You and the partners on the phone are to be commended for all the efforts and energy that you've injected into this very serious, very serious issue. And I'm glad to be a part of it, to be quite candid.
Well, thank you, Dr. Williams, and we're glad to have you with us as well. We have a lot of work to do. I'm so grateful. I have two beautiful angels who have stepped up to join me on this effort, and really I've seen some great things done from them in their commitment to Ready Miss Amy and Miss Nicole, and I just really am so grateful, because with more people coming on board, it takes off a lot of the burden and pressures off me. But, you know, it just allows us to reach more people in more positive ways as more thoughts and mindsets come together to do this. So thank you all. We have officially kicked off the tour starting today. One of the things I will also say is that we have not put the schedule out on the website as yet. There are some, you know, it was a busy holiday season for us. We really didn't get a chance to do much with that because we were in communities doing a lot of groundwork. But the website will be up shortly. Two events coming up right away on Saturday, January 10th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the Bronx Suicide Awareness and Prevention Conference, and that's at East Bronx Academy, 1716 Southern Boulevard, Bronx, New York, 10460, open to the community. People will be coming out just to learn more about suicide prevention, you know, what suicide is, you know, the whole mental health piece, mental illness, and be provided with resources and some therapy on site. On January 15th from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. is the Brooklyn Conference, and that will be at the Brooklyn Education Opportunity Center at 111 Livingston Street in Brooklyn. And again, thank you to the Brooklyn EOC for providing the venue for us to host the conference there, as well as East Bronx Academy. The workshops and other luncheons, we will post those on the website. We have a lot of doors that are opening up for us, and we're really just so thankful for that. So thank you to everyone for being a part of this. As I said, this was just a launch event today, but the work in the next 28 days will be some powerful things that we're going to be doing, and I'm just truly honored, excited, and humbled at the opportunity, and just really wanted to share that launch on a national level, because we do have a lot of support from across the U.S. as well as in other countries, and so we did the launch on the radio instead of as a physical event where a lot of people will not be able to get to. So if there's anyone right now who would like to say a few words, I do see we have some other callers. If you'd like to say a few words real quick, just press 1 on your keypad. We'll give you an opportunity to chime in on this event, on this launch, on the tour, and what we're doing, and just getting that support. So again, if you're a caller calling in, and you'd like to say a few words, please do so now, or we're going to end up just wrapping up right here. Again, the website, oh, let me also say, I forgot to talk about the GoFundMe campaign, the fundraiser. You go to GoFundMe.com/CISFIES Suicide Awareness. You will find the information about the GoFundMe campaign. It's GoFundMe.com/CISFIES Suicide Tours. And please make a donation, $5, $10, whatever you can afford will really help us to raise the $12,000 that we need to cover this tour for the next 28 days. Again, whatever donation you make will go towards our efforts to host these luncheons and conferences and travel accommodations and all of that. All right? So thank you all. We have a caller from 865. Thank you for joining.
Hey, Brett. This is Ginger Reed. How are you?
Hi, Ms. Ginger. Hi. Thank you. I'm good. And you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. I just wanted to clarify, you said that the conferences that are going on in January this month, that anybody can attend those on site where you're going to be having them up there in New York?
Yes, ma'am. The conferences are open to the public.
Excellent. Okay. Because I'm going to be looking for information to tweet for you so you can get it out there, and hopefully you have a couple of heads, extra heads show up. I just want to make sure they didn't need to register.
Right. Thank you. No, one of the things that we're trying to do is make the effort very seamless and very easy for people, because we know it's a sensitive issue, and people don't want to get too much into too many things. So the conferences, the luncheons, and the workshops are free and open.
Okay,
that's one reason why we're raising the funds, because we don't want people to feel like they have to, if they don't have the funds, they can't come out to get the help or the resources they need.
Exactly. Well, I just wanted to call and make sure, because I'm going to spread the word from here and wish you a happy new year. Fantastic what you're doing.
Thank you, and thank you so much, Ms. Ginger. Ms. Ginger is an advocate who is doing some powerful work that's also affecting the lives of people who are going through some serious issues. Ms. Ginger, let's just share for a few minutes, some of the work that you're doing so people can know what's going on.
Okay. I'm actually working toward removing the statute of limitations for survivors of child sexual abuse. Currently, I'm working with the legislature in Tennessee. And I've got my sponsors, and I think the bill's probably going to be submitted within the next couple of weeks for the House. And so moving forward with that, and then, of course, I've got my petition out there that I'm collecting signatures for. I'll be headed to other states, I'm certain, Brett, with the support that I've been getting from folks. So hopefully we'll get a good launch in Tennessee, and some other states will follow directly.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Ginger. Very powerful work that you're doing there, because we do know that rape is one of the other issues that sometimes forces a person into that depressed and suicidal state of mind. And so
and I think that's one of the connections that people are starting to make now, especially, when we've got teenagers that are taking their lives at the rate that they are these days, is, maybe people ask different questions. As far as what's going on with them, instead of their lives are just messed up with drugs or things along those lines. There's something that's causing a lot of this, Brett, and this awareness will allow people to start asking those questions.
Yes,
and we
indeed.
Can't forget the LGBTQ community as well.
Yeah, definitely, most definitely.
Well, thankfully, we're very open to working with everyone. We have reached out to, just different partner organizations across the board in different topics and stuff to be a part of the tour, to be a part of the conferences and the workshop. We really are just focusing on educating the community. So with that effort, we're open to anyone. And anyone who wants to be on the radio shows as a guest on the different topics that the radio shows will be highlighting, it's open. Again, this is about us coming together to talk about a sensitive topic that has for so long been so taboo and so scary for many people. We really are changing the paradigm in how we address. And, just as you said, Ms. Ginger, sometimes it's just the words that we use when talking about certain things that can make people open up or shut down from just coming forward. So, all right, everyone. So thank you all for joining. Have a great day. Look forward to this tour. Look forward to all the good things that are going to be happening. Follow the tour on Facebook by our Facebook page. If you go to Facebook.com, you can go to SISFI.SuicideAwarenessTours. You can follow us on Twitter at SuicideAPTours. And just stay up on top of all that's happening and with the development. Okay, our website is SISFI.org. And you can give us a call, 917-651-1889. Our 347 line is down. We're working on some technical issues with that, but, you know, we're always available through email, social media, and so on. All right? So thank you all. God bless. Have a great day. And we look forward to the rest of the tour going to the end of the month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations, my fellow.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.